Hello, friends. You're listening to Our Mission Path. I'm Timothy Downing. One great way to experience a new culture is through your taste buds. Trying recipes from Ecuador can give you a sense of what your missionary is going through. The differences in the taste, the differences in the types of food, it all blends together into this beautiful new experience of our new life in Ecuador. And so we want to share that with you. We have a wonderful recipe for you. It's called Tree Tomato Ají Sauce. It's a hot sauce. Ají sauce, as it's commonly called, it's a sauce that ties many different dishes of Ecuador together. There is a common taste, a thread, that weaves its way through a lot of different foods here in Ecuador, a lot of different dishes. And this common thread is the ají sauce. And so you might eat something from the coast, but you put ají sauce on it, and it tastes reminiscent of something you have eaten in the Sierra, the high mountains. It's hard to explain the importance of ají sauce. Let me explain what a tree tomato is first. A tree tomato is a fruit that grows at high elevations. It's not very common in the United States, although I believe you can get it in some places. I've seen it even in a Kroger store one time. The fruit itself is reminiscent of a specific type of tomato, and that's why it's called a tree tomato. Although it's not in the tomato family, and it tastes nothing like a tomato, it's in the shape of a common tomato. You can buy different types. You can buy kind of a lighter type of tree tomato, and that usually makes good juice. And you can get a darker type, and that's the type you want for the ají sauce. So if you have a choice of different tree tomatoes in your local grocery store, make sure you get the dark one, not the light one. If you don't have a choice because you can't find the tree tomato in any of your local stores, you can replace this item with tamarillo. Tamarillo is a similar tasting fruit, and you can get by using that fruit in this recipe. This recipe will yield 1.5 cups of tree tomato ají. You will need these ingredients. 4 to 5 tree tomatoes, fresh or frozen. If you can't find tree tomatoes, again, you can use tamarillo. 2 ají or hot peppers. Serranos or red chilies are good options. Habaneros are good too if you're a little bit more brave. 2 tablespoons finely chopped white onion. 1 tablespoon of finely chopped cilantro. 1 tablespoon of lime or lemon juice. That's usually about half of a lime. 1/4 cup of water. And then salt to taste. Here's how you make your very own Ecuadorian ají sauce. If you're using fresh tree tomatoes, you'll need to peel them. The trick is to boil them for about 5 minutes, and it makes them very easy to peel. If you're using frozen tree tomatoes, defrost them overnight in the refrigerator, then cut them in half and scoop out the insides. That's what you'll be using, is the insides. You'll want to blend the tree tomatoes with the hot peppers. You need to seed the hot peppers and devein them as well. Always put a little seed aside, and that way if the sauce is not to your liking, if it's too mild, you can add the seeds from the hot chili pepper, and then you'll have a nice hot ají sauce. After you've done this, transfer the blended mix of the tree tomatoes and the hot peppers into a small saucepan. Add the water. You can add more water if you would like a more liquid sauce. After you have added the water, you cook for about 5 to 8 minutes. You need to use medium heat for this. You can also omit the cooking altogether if you like. This will make the sauce a little fresher, but it must be consumed much faster. It won't store in your refrigerator if you don't cook it. After it's cooked, you add the onion, the lime juice, the cilantro, and you salt it to taste. You can serve this warm or chilled. We prefer chilled. One note, if you would like to replace the water with oil, avocado or light olive oil, something mild flavored, you can make it a creamier sauce. And it's also the way that they make it in Cuenca. And so it's a different style of variation to this recipe. I tend to like my Ecuadorian hot sauce, my tree tomato ají, made with water, not made with oil. If you do choose to use oil, don't cook it. That will ruin the whole sauce. Just mix it all together and serve it chilled. Our family serves Jesus Christ in Ecuador, where we encounter all kinds of wonderful foods and great adventures. You can read and hear all about our adventures at ourmissionpath.com. Thank you for listening, and thank you for joining us around the ever-expanding table of Jesus Christ, our Savior.